members are great and active, we are not going to go back to those that are great at all. Then we deal with those two, and if we agree as members, we do it law by law, then we read the motion and the report of the committee, and then that will be the end of the meeting. Our meeting was scheduled from 10 to 10:30, quarter to 11, and the committee will be having another meeting from quarter to 11 to 13:00. Having said that, I welcome everybody. I think we'll be meeting now and then. We don't have a new person to be introduced. Unless when you want to speak, you can introduce yourself. I'm now going to hand over to Advocate Fletcher to take us through on those two issues that were left last week. Over to you, Advocate.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, as we stated,
maybe before that, for record people, let's deal with the apology of members of the committee before we start. Ariko?
Thank you, Chair. We received apologies from three members, Mr. Flamula, Mr. Suleiman, and Dan. Those are the only apologies.
Thank you very much, and also to welcome the chair of the board and the board member. Thank you very much. Over to you, Advocate.
Thank you, Chair. And Chair, we are dealing with the documents titled Proposed Amendments to the Freedom of Publication Amendment Bill 2017 of 2006. This document, Chair, has been amended from the previous documents. But I will not go into all the other issues that we agreed upon at the last meeting. But before I go into the new proposal, Chair, I'd like to point out to the committee that on page 3 of the particular document, Chair, at the bottom,
that
we are not requesting them share, we are asking them share. So now we can move to clause 29 on page 4 of the document for the union. Just before we pass the clause, I'm beginning to understand here. My understanding, and I think the people from the FTP could guide me. My understanding is that this clause was not is in the current legislation, that it has not been that it has not been queried by anyone. What is the implication of moving it from subsection 27 to 6 as is being proposed in the amendment here? What is the implication of that movement?
Second, Chair, we dealt with this particular issue at the last meeting. Chair, we stated that the subject matter of the particular new concession shall not fit under this particular clause 27. Otherwise, it has been removed to clause 21, wherein clause 21 deals with propositions of feelings and patterns in game. Chair, so the primary reason why it was removed from that particular clause.
If it is also that you were removing the subject to, because that was an issue that dealt with the process jurisdiction. Remember, we discussed about the section 192 of the Constitution says that it must be an independent regulator to regulate broadcasting. Remember the case that should come out because it should fall under the trust and not the forms and publications.
The only reason, Chair, that I am mentioning today is the reason of the words that we put in the left out, Chair. Just to reconvert what we're saying to pass. There was some words that were left out, Chair. So the only reason that I'm highlighting, not that I'm mentioning the left out, but the technical issue, Chair, of putting papers where they are taking the left out.
What
is meant by the committee not taking the decision on this? Because we So the committee has agreed that to take the next point. Okay, sure. Sure, the next point is the new proposal on 29 on page 4 of the particular document. This is 24D of the Finance and Publications Amendment Bill. And Chair, there are provisions here, Chair, that provide for specific sentences, for specific offenses, Chair. That will be in clause 29, Chair, 24D. Chair, the proposal, Chair, is to remove, I'll come later on to the reason, Chair. The proposal is to, on page 16, from line 26, after offense, to omit the word and liable upon conviction to a fine or imprisonment for a period not exceeding 10 years, or to both fine and such imprisonment. This provision, Chair, occurs in several other provisions, Chair. So our proposal, Chair, is to have them omitted from the future. for the following reasons, Chair. Let us be, we have taken into account the Sexual Offences Act, Chair, that deals in detail with the matter relating to sexual exploitation and domination, Chair, exposure and display of child pornography or pornography to children, or using children for pornography purposes or benefiting from child pornography. This particular issue, Chair, dealt with in the Sexual Offences Act. But now they are also being dealt with in the particular bill. However, Chair, we also have a proposal to omit subsections 3, 4, and 5 of 24B. But this issue is dealt with already in the Social Offences Act. Now, Chair, to come to the issue of the sentences, Chair, our proposal is to have the bill creating an offense that any person who unlawfully possesses or creates or produces a pornographic material shall be guilty of an offense and stop there, Chair, so that we don't limit the court, Chair, on what kind of offense the court can impose. Within the Social Offenses Act, Chair, the same offenses are created, Chair, and there's no limitation to what kind of sentence the court can impose. Therefore, our proposal is to remove this limitation from this particular, from this clause, Chair, and remain that shall, with the words of the guilty of an offense, Chair, and not limit the court's jurisdiction. For the reason, Chair, that the reason, of course, Chair, may, the document reflects that with the application submitted to the committee. Can sentence an offender up to 15 years, Chair, while a high court may expand the jurisdiction to impose an even more severe sentence. So the particular bill, Chair, would limit this, Chair, this sentence to a period of 15 years. Our proposal, Chair, is to omit this word that end liable upon conviction to a fine on doing or not a fine. A tournament of 10 years of both a fine and such a punishment, Chair. This has occurred in 24B, subsection 1, and also in 24B, subsection 2, and also in 24B, subsection 6. Those are our proposals, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you very much,
Honorable Chair. That is correct, Chair. Okay, thank you very much. Honorable member, comment? Honorable Solo?
Yeah, Chair, for me, it actually makes a lot of sense. Because you see, you cannot put an upper limit. Maybe it was a lower limit, I don't understand, but I agree that you are substituting the court. If the court to take their own decision, if they feel that the offense warrants a 15-year or 20-year sentence, then the court do so. But if you put it in here, you are saying that even if the offense can be out severe, then the court can only go up to 10 years. So I think I'm persuaded by this argument here. Thank you.
Let's go our document, the bill itself. As you all know, this is a question for the 5 days. If you go back to block one. Honorable members, members, we have to stay for the second meeting of social development where we'll be dealing with the social assistance amendment bill, and we need to brief you about the video conference. And then also with a letter from the chair of the SOP to the province. The department, can you give us a space for the next one?
Free state on
And students are going to debate education in the house of the very on Thursday. The people are not here,
supposed
to debate here. So it's a problem, actually, you know. I think we're not considered, when we came up with this program, we have not considered that there are other programs that are taking place in parallel. We thought that it is only this and this alone. It is an unfortunate situation.
I can only
raise
the money.
Any other comments from
members?
Honorable question followed by Mama Dana.
Yes, Mr. President, as long as it's going to say the most good. In the event that there's a need for us to visit our provinces, some of us can reduce in a new way, not the same. Maybe that should be considered the, you know, pension.
Yeah, Chairperson, you know, I'm also supporting the idea that this thing was not properly conducted. You know? It came haphazardly, and we are having our own program to follow, and more especially this time, we deal with budget for. And Gauteng, when I phoned our office here, Constant House, they're saying that it should be 5 days, and not 5 days notice before they can do that video conferences. But on the very same hand, they are trying to cater for us. We might at quarter to 11, but they are not sure. And they are busy, they're having their own programs. Only two members can come to that video conference. Now, what does that mean? Because you must be careful again. You might be taken back again to court. Because if we say that Gauteng, two members might come for that video conference, is that a quorum of the meeting or what? Are we no longer holding our cycle? I'm confused what's happening, you know? Thank you very much. More especially the session 3016. I had a communication with Tatiana Sam, who is the chair of the House, and said, I think after we met with the Minister of Social Development, it's true indeed members didn't get communication, and silence members has already left and didn't have any meeting. So I just need to propose that for now.
I think we will not be understood to the meaning that we don't understand the rationale behind it. We will understand the rationale of pushing that it's not the actual in there, but the question is that we are told that certain problems are already, you know, late today.
Government during the state of national threat. The department is inundated with applications for this social assistance, it will be in the interest of the public to have the bill signed into law by the end of June 2008. The bill, which is text, is one pager and seeks to allow the department to grant social pension to men who are 50 years of age. In an attempt to assist the department, I hereby appeal to your counsel to assist to expedite the processing of the bill within the set procedure. It is proposed that a briefing on the bill be done on the Tuesday the 20th May at 11:45 till 13:30 by video conference. To accommodate those legislators that do not have a video conference facility, the briefing must take place on Wednesday, 21st May, which is tomorrow, and there's an education meeting tomorrow. All legislators on the 21st May must send out adverts to advert for any objection to the bill whose purpose must be written out in the advert. This is to make it clear that advert is not inviting comments, only objections. The advert must be in print and radio in the local languages of each province. The closing date for receipt of objection must be in a week's time. This is 28 May 2008. When there are no objections, there will be no need for public hearing. The committee to be scheduled for giving negotiating mandate on the 28th May. The select committee to meet and discuss again on the 29th May. Feedback be given to legislature Tuesday, the 3rd of June. Legislators to give final mandate on Tuesday the 10th, finalization of the bill on Tuesday the 10th, bill set down for plenary on Thursday the 12th of June, and this bill will assist the poorest of the poor. You are hereby humbly requested in the interest of the better life for all to help the expedited processing of the bill, yours in saving, and the Marshall will check. And on this date, reflecting here, are a lame day for education and recreation. That's another dilemma we are having. And when did you receive this? And I also received this yesterday. Okay, advocate, maybe Professor Mada Charity for this
year. Yeah, this might be video conference.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
I received this copy for provincial legislature yesterday. And as you know, members were out for their constituents. They were in their different problems. It's how we get the communique this morning. Any comments? None. Thank you.
When there are no objections, there will be no problem. If there are objections, this is not how we must go. The last days of June will never be done. And this thing, the end of it, is either we decide whether we want to have public hearing on this project, we have public hearing on this thing or not. Most people say no, buying for the week doesn't have any objection, no? Then if you do a very new thing, I mean, in the legislative process, it's a very, very new thing. You see? And I can't wait to see that the deal and the sale is to cut off and there is money.
Maybe we need to ask the question. You know, there was a bill that has passed that relates to a set type of education. Some of them are not going to open their first. Maybe maybe within your communication with the international. Not as you know that they were from the public, I'm sure. Then I'm very excited to move forward to getting their attention. So that then what we do is that you request that we do follow that legislation that you put in place. So that then we follow the process. I'm sure that there may not be any same pressure to you. So that then we cover ourselves and also cover the debt, our debt. I can do my proposal for maybe a day of communication. Of course, maybe some consultation with the government. So the process is that we outline for ourselves when we pass that legislation and talk about the battle of the and then the use of our charges. Well, now, what are the problems and then they don't
Can we adopt a minute?